Iranian security forces are once again clamping down hard on an opposition demonstration in a Tehran cemetery called to honor those slain during weeks of unrest following the June 12th election. Eyewitnesses say police and paramilitary besieged forces carrying clubs beat demonstrators at Tehran's Behesht-e-Zahra cemetery, arresting dozens and dispersing dozens of others. A video posted on opposition leader and presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi's Facebook website showed scores of demonstrators waving the V for victory sign and chanting Mir Hossein as they faced off against riot police.
This is a live report from Behesht-e-Zahra Mortuary in Tehran.
An Iranian emigre radio station in Los Angeles spoke with a man who said he was at the demonstration and indicated opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi had visited the cemetery before being escorted to his car by police. Another man who said he was at the cemetery told an Iranian opposition website that police were chasing young people who were chanting death to the dictator while others were throwing flowers at the police, asking them to support them. Al Arabiya TV reported Iranian security forces also attacked defeated presidential candidate Mehdi Karoubi's car as he was arriving at the cemetery. According to emigre radio, Ayatollah Karoubi told supporters at the cemetery to head towards Tehran's Grand Musalla Mosque, where a mourning ceremony had originally been planned. On their websites, Mr. Mousavi and Ayatollah Karoubi urged supporters to go ahead with the planned silent memorial, despite being refused permission for the gathering by Iran's Interior Ministry. Thursday marks the 40th day after bloody and bitter clashes between demonstrators and police, in which many were killed or wounded. The 40-day anniversary of a death is traditionally used for mourning in Islam. Opposition supporters also prepared a video set to music on Mr. Mousavi's Facebook website honoring those slain during weeks of unrest and clashes with police. It showed demonstrators covered with blood and others writhing in pain after being shot by police.
مراسم تحییت رئیس جمهور دولت دهم نیز روز چهارشنبه 14 مرداد در مجلس
Iranian government TV ignored the protests, talking instead about the upcoming August 3rd inauguration of incumbent president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He was officially credited with 64% of the vote amid charges of widespread vote rigging. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.